This is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertley. Another Vermont General store is in danger of closing, and once again, a group of citizens is stepping in to save it. As VPR's Steve Zind reports, this time the effort is focused on getting members of the community to be part owners of the store.
Peter and Nancy Davis, the current owners of the Underhill Country Store, have been running it for about 4.5 years. They wanted to retire, but after 10 months of trying, couldn't find a buyer. So they announced that the 130-year-old establishment would close in early December. But in a few short days, local organizers raised $50,000 to keep it open, 3 times the initial goal. Those who donated purchased membership shares in a newly formed cooperative that's buying the store's assets and inventory.
And then the next step is the building.
Kyle Clark helped coalesce the desire to preserve the store around the idea of a cooperative. Over the next year, the co-op hopes to raise about $300,000 through sales of shares to acquire the property. In the coming weeks, it will hire someone to run the store and officially take over operating it in mid-January. Clark says the Underhill Country Store is currently only marginally successful as a business.
Really, to make it commercially viable, it needs to add about 20% to its top line, which is a feasible task if we add some things like bulk buying and a cafe and some other things that the co-op really wants.
A supermarket chain is planning to build a store nearby, but Clark believes the cultural appeal of the country store is key to its success, even in the face of the increased competition.
And if we look at the commitments people have made to fund the cooperative, I would say roughly 20% of the people even ask the question, what's my financial return? 80% of the people say, I want that there because, for example, I want to be proud of the center of my town. I want the culture there. And if we can continue that momentum into why you may want to shop at the store, then we have a very different reason for people to come to the store.
Clark says the Vermont Employee Ownership Center helped the group navigate the legal ins and outs of establishing a cooperative. They also received advice from Preservation Trust of Vermont, which has helped a number of communities save their local general stores. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.